One of the traditions in Chattanooga are movies on the beach. And that's fantastic. If you didn't know it, we do have a beachfront. It's at Chester Frost Park. And we're joined today by the director of Hamilton County Parks and Recs, Tom Lamb, a new director. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
We're glad to have you on board. And Maureen Davis, who handles so much of the programming for County Parks and Recreation. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
Movies. You bring out a big inflatable screen and people can wiggle their toes in the sand and enjoy movies. How did that get started?
Well, we have actually been doing this longer than anybody in Chattanooga. This is our 11th annual Beach Blanket Movie Night. And it was just something we had seen at a conference one year, and we contacted the gentleman and he brought us the screen. And we're very unique in that not only can you come and sit on the beach and watch a free movie, but if you have a boat and you want to tie off right there next to the swimming area, you can actually watch it from your boat, and we actually transmit the sound so that you can actually pick that up as well. So it's a really unique experience. I've enjoyed doing it all these years. It's been great fun. We really enjoy having everybody out there, and it kicks off Memorial Day weekend.
Our first movie is May 22nd.
Correct.
It's going to be something that's really exciting. Now, I will point out, no matter how much you want to hear about it, they're not going to tell you the name of the movies.
Yes, unfortunately, due to licensing restrictions, we are not allowed to actually announce the name of our movie, but we can hint around quite a bit. This movie came out last year. It was the Academy Award-winning animation movie for last year. It is made by the Mouse Company. It features a very large white robotic hero and his group of heroes that work with him to save the town.
So I can assume a lot of the kids might very well be wearing their capes that night.
That's exactly right.
On August 8th, we have another movie by the beach.
Yes. This year we're going to have the opportunity to do two great movies, and we're going to do The Last Saturday Before School Starts, which is August the 8th. And again, we're going to have a family movie night. They all start at dark. We'll start some activities shortly before that, but all of our beach movies start at dark. And that one is actually a two-year-old movie. It's also an animated feature, and it features some creatures that like to live in boxes.
So over the past several years, we've only had one movie at the beach, but now we have the opportunity for possibly three. Tom, did you have anything to do with that?
Maybe. We've had great success with this event. This program has been very popular, not only with the people that come and bring their families to the beach to enjoy the movie, but also the people that we have on the island already that are campers in the campground. They hear about it, they see the posters, they see the flyers, and they will make their way from the campground over to the beach just to see it. We'll have people that drive through in the water on their boats, and they'll see just big lights. They don't know what's going on. They'll pull over. They pull up next to somebody else that's tied off. It spreads like wildfire once the big screen goes up. Hey, what's going on? So it's been hugely successful, and it's just a great service to the community that we can have everybody come out and just enjoy a family night. Who doesn't like to have a family movie? And when you can do it outside on the beach, that's a win-win situation for everybody. So when we had the opportunity to have more than one, possibly even three, we wanted to go ahead and do that.
We also have some great sponsors, and we always want to make sure that folks know that the reason that we are able to do this is we have some wonderful sponsors. My long-term sponsor for that first movie is Irwin Marine Sales. They stepped up to the plate about 8 years ago and said, we want to sponsor this with you. And they do a wonderful job, and we are always looking for sponsors for our movies. So if there's anybody out there listening, we do have opportunity to sponsor two more probably movies this summer, so we're hoping that we could do that.
Well, it's almost like a drive-in, only you're not sitting in your car. You're bringing your lawn chairs, your blankets, whatever you need. Can you also bring food and drink?
You can, but we actually have a concessionaire who sets up and brings the popcorn and does slushies and all that great stuff. So you don't even have to bring food. We're going to provide that for you, an opportunity to purchase that as well. So
the movie itself, though, is absolutely free.
Yes, absolutely free. And we do some family activities before the movie actually does start.
Well, of course, you'll want to get there early enough to get a good parking place because there is a parking lot there by the beach, but I'm sure it's going to fill up quick.
It does. It fills up very quickly. So, yeah, we do encourage folks to get out there and get their spot and The kids love to play in the sand, and they really get into that. And then we have some great family games that we play before the movie starts.
The first big screen on the beach is May 22nd. The second movie is scheduled for August 8th, with a possible third movie on Labor Day. Chester Frost Park is located at 2318 Gold Point Circle North in Hickson. The movies will start when the night sky is dark enough to see the inflatable screen. Movies are free and open to the public. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.